generally speaking, there are many sicknesses and terminal illnesses in this world. And at that time, one should think positive. That can reduce suffering, that can reduce worries. Actually, I had a very great teacher when I was in Fletcher College, who was also the principal of Fletcher College at that time. And his name is Kenshin Mimansirin. And while he was the principal of Fletcher College, he was sick. And then he had a cancer. So when he was in Delhi, in the Rajiv Gandhi Cancer Hospital, at that time, his friends and his students went there. And when they see him, they cry and they worry. But Kenshin Mimansirin himself, he doesn't cry. He does not worry. He thinks in his life he has done good things. He has listened to his guru and he has served his guru by taking the responsibility of such a college and also doing many other things like the translation for gurus and also doing many Dharma activities for the guru. So he thinks he don't have anything to regret. He has listened to his guru, he has served his guru. And although at that time he is only 40 something years old, he's very young and very capable, very educated and very skillful person, and also knows many languages. Not only Tibetan, but English and Hindi. So he was a great learned person, a great master, and great practitioner. So although he knows that he will die soon, but he does not worry. And instead of him, the person who hit him, they cry. They worry. So actually, it should be the other way around. He should be worrying because he is going to die soon. But because he has a positive mind, due to the knowledge and practice of Buddha's teaching, he can handle, he can challenge such and such situation. So therefore, he doesn't worry, he doesn't cry. But people who see him, like his students or his friends, they cry and they worry. They even can't talk in front of him when they meet him because they cry and they worry and they could not talk. But he can talk to them. So this is the story that strongly shows or indicates that even at the time of death, Ivan has the positive mind, and Ivan has done positive things in the past, then there's no need to worry. Because like our Kenshin Mimansirin, he knows the life is impermanent. Not only he knows, but he really integrates with this meaning of impermanence. And also, he does not have anything to regret because he has done lots of positive things and he has served his guru, he has served the Buddha Dharma in best way. So, therefore, he does not have anything to worry, although he was very young at that time. So, finally, he passed away on the 14th. February 1999, so almost 20 years ago. So this shows that even one has the terminal illnesses, if one has positive mind, positive thought, one can challenge, one can overcome worries. Actually, worry does not rescue, or worry does not make recovery from the terminal illness. Worry does not save the life, or worry does not change the impermanence. Worry cannot stop the death. So there's no point of worrying. Instead of worrying, at that time, one should practice more. Actually, the mind or the action that one has at the time of death is very important. If one dies with anger or attachment, then it's very serious negative, and it will have very serious consequence in the future. So at the time of death, it is very important to pray to the Triple Gem or Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and to have a positive mind so that one can have a positive result in the next life, etc. So with this, I would like to say the most important thing at such time is to have positive thought.